Many Americans are responding to the obesity epidemic by trying to eat healthier foods and getting out to exercise. But in some areas of the country, the odds are against them. NPR's Patricia Naiman recently visited the community of Southeast Stockton in Central California and has this report.
Southeast Stockton is a poor community, and it's suffering an explosion of diabetes.
Yes, I need your help.
Dr. Juan Bernard Dubofor is an internist here. He says his practice has turned into a diabetes clinic overnight.
¿Qué es machina for the diabetes?
¿Todo el azúcar?
Sí. Muchas alta.
Dr. Dubofor's patients are mainly Hispanic and African American. He says it's distressing to see so many of them developing type 2 diabetes, the type that used to be seen mostly among adults and now is increasingly common among teenagers. Dubofor's youngest patient is just 13 years old.
I mean, if people knew the link between obesity and diabetes, I do not think that we would have the current problem that we're having, because there's no mother that I know that would deliberately feed her kids with inappropriate food knowing that this is going to translate to a disease that has such devastating consequences.
The problem has gotten so severe that Dubofor has started a campaign to promote healthy living, and so has one of his patients, Bobby Bivens.
And I oftentimes tell people that I am a full-grown African-American male because I have high blood pressure, I got diabetes, I've had heart surgery, so everything that they say that will kill a good black man, I have, but I'm not dead yet.
Bivens is a longtime community activist. He's made changes in his own lifestyle and diet. He eats a lot more vegetables and exercises at least 30 minutes a day. He's determined to help others do the same. But it's an uphill battle, starting here at the local corner market.
As you can see, the first thing you run into when you come into the store is the chips, the junk food, and the alcohol.
Bivens has brought us to the new Grand Save Market. It's immediately obvious it's neither new nor grand. In fact, it's filthy, dingy, smelly. For many residents, stores like this are their only choice. Bivens directs the Coalition United for Families, a group dedicated to improving the quality of life for residents here. Bivens leads us down the aisle toward the back of the store.
You got top ramen and all kinds of sodas, no meat.
There's a large, completely empty storage case with a sign that says Butcher Shop. But there is no fresh meat or fish or poultry here. Across the way, another sign proclaims dairy, but there's no milk or cheese or yogurt. Bivens shakes his head in obvious disgust. How can people eat healthfully, he says, when there's nothing healthy to buy?
You can see there are no fresh vegetables, and then you can see these wrinkled up old potatoes in here that's been here for weeks. The melon has got maggots in it, rotten, and then you got flies all around the place. Nothing is healthy.
Spotting us with microphone and headset, a clerk quickly comes to the back of the store and removes the melon with the big hole. Rotten, he says, disposing of it somewhere in the back. But that doesn't appease Bivens, who surveys the rest of the store with its boxed, processed foods, canned goods, and bags of sugary high-fat snacks. Bivens bends down and wipes a pile of sugar off one of the counters. The bags split open, but no one's bothered to clean up the spill. It's been a while since Bivens has come into this store. This time, he says, it's worse than ever.
That is deplorable. That's worse than deplorable. Those folks don't care nothing at all about this community or the people in this community. To have a market like that and have products in the store like that, all wrinkled up old potatoes that got to be at least 2 months old sitting on the shelves for somebody to buy, the store needs to be closed.
Bivens is angry, very angry. This community has a real problem with diabetes, largely due to poor diet. And what makes Bivens even angrier is this. Just a short car ride from the new Grand Save Market is an abundance of fresh fruits and vegetables.
Well, we're in an area that's about 7 miles west of Stockton, in the middle of a tomato field. And there are thousands and thousands of tomatoes. But not only do we have tomatoes out here, we have walnuts, we have corn, we have cherries, we have melons, we have lettuce, we have cabbages. We have all types of vegetables that are grown here.
In fact, there's so many fresh fruits and vegetables that there are festivals for them. A garlic festival, a bean festival, a cherry festival, an asparagus festival. And of course, tomatoes, Roma tomatoes. About 40 farm workers furiously pick tomatoes. Many of them live in southeast Stockton, where they have trouble finding and affording the fresh food they pick. Ironically, they aren't picking the red ripe tomatoes. They're picking only the green ones, tomatoes that will be crated up and carried off to warehouses where they'll be artificially ripened. And the leftovers, countless fields full of ripe tomatoes, will be plowed back into the dirt.
I just ate one. It was really good, too. So you can see all of this fresh food that's going to be wasted. And we could help a lot of families. This could feed all of South Stockton, provide them with tomatoes. And they're going to be thrown away. It's crazy.
But not all will be thrown away. The boss hands Bivens a bag filled with tomatoes that Bivens plans to take back to his community organization. The Coalition United for Families recently surveyed 24 stores in southeast Stockton and found very few Roma tomatoes in their markets. Only about half the stores carried fresh vegetables. As for fresh fruit, about half the stores carried it, but they offered only two different kinds.
And the fruit that they carried would generally be lemons, limes, and the reason for the lemons and the limes, because they go good with the beer or with alcohol. But oranges, apples, bananas, pears, nectarines, tangerines, none of that.
So Bivens and his organization have started holding community meetings to try to do something to change this and to curtail the epidemic of poor diet and diabetes.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Tuesday night at 5 p.m. The meeting's run by Bivens' colleague, Lucretia Hawkins. In her arms, she carries the bag of Roma tomatoes picked fresh from the fields this morning.
Before you leave, everyone take some of these with you. They're fresh, vine-ripened Roma tomatoes.
Most of the residents here are poor. The average income for a family of four in Stockton is just $21,000. The meetings used to focus on housing needs and transportation. Now, more often than not, they focus on food and nutrition.
In the last couple of weeks, Tina and I have gone to each of the stores to try to set up individual meetings. And I'm proud to say that most of the stores that we have approached are willing to meet with us individually. Tomorrow morning, I believe we have to appear at Orlando's Market. And then we'll meet with John at Big Value.
Hawkins and Bivens want to help the small store owners buy fresh fruits and vegetables in bulk at more reasonable prices, sort of like a co-op. It's taken over a year, but finally some of their work seems to be paying off. Four of the larger stores say they're ready to talk. And 6 months ago, a new store opened that is selling fresh fruits and vegetables. As for the tomato fields, Bobby Bivens tells the community he's determined to stop the waste and get those fresh tomatoes into the community stores.
Hey, thank you, everyone. Make sure you take some tomatoes home with you.
I'm going to go home and make me some salsa. I know what I'm going to do. I'm serious. Make me some salsa tonight.
There's nothing unusual about southeast Stockton, other than its location in the heart of America's richest farmland. Millions of poor Americans nationwide face similar problems accessing fresh, healthy food. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.